Welcome to the Conversationalist Podcast. Hello, hello. It's Coach B from English Elevator, where one of the things that we do is help non-native adult English learners build their vocabulary and hone their interpersonal communication skills through the group study of books. This is The Conversationalist. Welcome to the podcast. Today's special guest is you. I want to talk with you today about the difference between an English teacher and a coach. I've seen some of your comments, and it's clear that some of you are not sure what that is and how they're related and how you can benefit. So I wanted to make it clear for you today. So let's talk about what it is that a general teacher does. Five things. Number one, they teach you the basics. They help to give you a solid foundation for everything else that you're going to learn in whatever subject you're learning. Number two, they correct you based on clearly defined standards that are either right or wrong. Number three, they grade you on how you speak based on right and wrong and in comparison to your peers who are at the same level. Number four, they often give lists of general vocabulary for you to memorize. And number five, teachers teach the subject of something, just the subject. Now let's talk about coaches and what coaches do. Number one, a coach studies you. You study English while they study you and how you communicate with it based on the purpose of your communication and your desired outcome. Number two, they act as another set of eyeballs to help you gain perspective on your weaknesses as it relates to your intention with your communication. Number three, they give you tips on how to improve them based on your intention and not in relationship to other people and those people's communication style or ability. Number four, coaches share with you the most relevant vocabulary words and terms that would help you communicate your intentions best. And number five, coaches teach the art form of the subject, not just the subject. So some examples of professionals who use coaches would include Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is an American professional golfer. He also has a coach. His name is Butch Harmon. And Butch is considered the very best golf coach in the world. And his client is Tiger Woods. Serena Williams. She's an American professional tennis player. Perhaps you've heard of her. Her coach is Patrick Mortaglio. And he's been her coach since 2012. And even the late, great Michael Jackson, his coach was Seth Riggs. So while a coach is a teacher, he or she ultimately is a higher level of teacher that helps to refine the skills that the teacher has helped you to learn the basics of. So my question is, as someone who has been taught the basics of English already, as someone who is now an advanced student of English, as someone who wants to now become an effective communicator in English, why do you insist on having a teacher and not a coach? If world-famous professional athletes and singers who are making millions of dollars still have coaches to help them get better, why would you not also have a coach as well? These are just some thoughts I wanted to share with you, and hopefully that makes it clear on both the similarities and the differences between a coach. And again, if you are upper intermediate or advanced, it's time for a coach, not a teacher. If you missed our group book study, The War of Art, be sure to sign up to be notified of the next one, which starts on November 25th. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I will see you online.